Fab Chris, where Sam, the sort of the shadow of Sam, sort of looms pretty large over it.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Obviously, Kevin Nolan, when I was there, he was my captain, and I used to clean his boots, and I look up to the players like that. But now, obviously, being my age, 26-year-old, I can go into this game, hopefully playing against Steve and make a good account of myself and show kind of like that feeling of showing Sam on the dice what he has missed out on, yeah.
What was that like, doing Kevin's boots? Were you particularly meticulous
them? Or? No, I got really looked after by him, to be honest, and it's great because he was a great lad and he was a great captain and someone who I really do still look up to now, and I always look out for how he does and his performances on the field, in which he's always very good. So that's just the feeling of when I was a young kid doing that kind of thing. It was good, and it's standing us in good stead for the future.
I guess the type of player that he went on to become is the type of player, listening to what the manager said, that he wants from you. There's similarities there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there. You're very right there. Yeah, that's very similar. He gets yourself in great positions, and I think that's what I need to learn just a little bit more. Like, just don't just go gung ho and try to get yourself in positions. Try and get yourself in read off of players, and that's how you get goals, and then that's how he picks up 8, 9, 10 a season.
Will you be speaking to him?
Yeah, I think he is injured, but when I'm down there, I will speak to him, and there's Joey O'Brien as well. There's a few of the old Bolton staff as well, so I will speak to them when I'm down there, but when it comes to game time, that's the last thing I'll be on my mind.
You said, obviously, it's exciting about, you know, playing a Premier League club, but I guess when you're at a club like Sheffield United, it's not as if it's a no-win sort of no-lose situation, is it?
No, definitely not. This is set up very like a Premier League club with Sheffield United, so I'm sure, like we said, there's not going to be 4 or 5 fans here. There's going to be 2,000 or 3,000, which is the main thing, and that's what Sheffield United bring across, and that's what I feel when I'm with these lads. They're all very hungry, and that's what I am too. And going in against West Ham, it's a great opportunity to win the game and see who we're going to get in the next tie.
And you can't afford to take it easy, can you? You've got to be completely switched on against a Premier League club, because otherwise they will hurt you, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the main thing. They'll hurt you on set pieces, because that's what Sam Aldis is good at. They'll hurt you on counter play, counter attacks. So we all have to be switched on, every man in our dressing room, and we all got to be hungry to want to win. Whoever comes off the bench, whoever's on the bench, we just want to win, and that's the main thing, and keep this run going.
Equally, I appreciate you weren't here at the time, Chris, but last season, you know, the players here showed what togetherness can do and how that can hurt Premier League teams, though, as well, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely did. They hurt a lot of Premier League teams, the Fulhams and things like that, so that was, and that just showed what the gaffer brought to the table. I think, obviously, going on that run and keeping clean sheets and things like that, and I think he's brought lads in who are very together with this group, so that's the main thing. And they've not got no one in the shadows, and everyone's together, and so are all the fans and all the staff as well.